Networks are ubiquitous and integral part of modern-day computer systems. From the wireless home network to the complex business network, IT administrators manage network resources and health. During the majority of network operation, network communications work reliably, and the bulk of the IT responsibility is to add or remove network components according to changing requirements. However, in those rare instances when a fault occurs, IT must respond quickly and decisively to prevent costly downtime. During such a time, IT must have the proper tools for fault management in order to maintain the health of their system. Causes of network faults. The first step to fault management is to understand the possible causes of the fault. There is a close set of likely causes to any fault, and knowing this helps the IT technician locate the problem. The most likely failure of any network fault is a connector problem. These are the parts of a system with the lowest MTBF. If a connector has broken and no longer has a positive connection, a fault will occur. Another likely source of a fault for wired systems is damage to the cable. Cables are normally placed to isolate them from facility activity, but if a cable is somehow bent or crushed, a fault will occur. Yet another likely cause is the addition of an electronic noise source. If a high-powered motor is placed near cables or a network component, the induced noise could swamp the network signal. In each of these cases, the IT technician must locate the fault area and pinpoint the cause. This is generally the most difficult part of correcting the fault. Once the area is identified, replacing the cable or removing the noise source is generally an easy matter. Fault localization. Although a factory installation could involve miles of cables and hundreds of network components, localizing faults can still be straightforward. The key is to place network components strategically so that they may act as gatekeepers. If a fault occurs between component A and component B, then a fault between the two will be reported at one and not the other. In such a case, the detecting component will go into alarm and send a signal via SNMP to the IT administrator for response. The administrator can classify the different types of alarms according to severity levels and location within the facility. Fault correction. In simple, non-critical systems, the repair can be as straightforward as replacing the cable between the components and retesting the system. If this does not correct the problem, alternate cable routing can be another strategy. Critical systems will have redundant routing. This means that a fault in one communications path can be compensated by switching in the alternate path. This can be set up to happen automatically, without intervention. However, the loss of the faulted route can still affect communications throughput, and must still be repaired at some point. Management software. One of the most useful innovations toward fault management is the use of visualization software. This often presents an actual map of the facility and can color code the component that signals the alarm, possibly with a flashing red icon. It can also indicate the location of the cable involved, allowing even an untrained technician to be able to go straight to the source. This is a huge improvement over basic alarm systems, which simply show the name of a faulted component, leaving the technician to try to match the name to the location, all the while losing precious time. The management software can be one of the most important parts of an effective management system.